Let's start with prayer. Our Father God, we come to you this morning, Lord, and we just want to tell you we love you. We thank you for all you do for us. And Lord, we thank you for providing a beautiful weekend for a race. We've had some rough ones this year, but this one's going to be great. Father, as we get ready to minister and read from your word, I just ask that you would just speak through me. Father, let the words be from you and not from me. And we just thank you for letting us be here. Lord, send your Holy Spirit and just touch each one of us. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to keep it pretty simple today. We're going to talk about neighbors. And I want to read about a story that Jesus told. And it's out of Luke chapter 10, 25 through 37. But if your memory's like mine, you won't remember the numbers anyway, so that's okay. But we'll start at the top. It says, on one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And it was pretty common. You know, people were always trying to put Jesus on the spot, trying to trap him and stuff. So it was not uncommon at all that somebody would ask a question like that. So Jesus says, what is written in the law? How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. And then Jesus answers, you have answered correctly. Do this and you will live. So that sounds pretty basic. I mean, it shouldn't be too hard. We love, I'll just read the verse again. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. Basically, that means put God number one over everything. You know, and we love him, and we respect him, and we live for him. That doesn't seem that hard. Well, the next one, love your neighbor, that may be a little bit harder. I know about your neighbors, but my neighbors ain't always the way I want them to be. So it's kind of hard to be neighborly sometimes. But let's just read Jesus' definition of a neighbor. Because Jesus may look at it a little bit different than we do. And now even this guy, he wanted to justify himself. You know, it says, but he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? I mean, the guy living right next to me, or who's my neighbor? So we'll read the story that Jesus told. He said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Sounds like a YouTube video almost, doesn't it? A priest happened to be going down the same road. And when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. You know, this is something that is not that uncommon nowadays. You know, and it always amazes me. But you'll see some of these videos on YouTube, you know, people getting beat up. And it's like, you got the time to stand there and get your phone out and do a video, but you don't have time to help. That always blows my mind how people can do that. But, you know, it's very common anymore that people turn and just look the other way and don't help. They just don't want to get involved. And now the two examples Jesus used, you know, one of them was a priest and the other one was a Levite. And the Levites were the ones that were running the temple and taking care of all that stuff. I mean, these are holy men, supposedly. And they turn it on. No, I don't want to see this. Just keep going. But we'll read on. It says, but a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. Samaritans and Jewish people didn't like each other. So, you know, I'll lay it out there right off the start. So this Samaritan, for him to take pity on a Jewish person, that's unusual in itself. But we'll go on. It says, he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. "Look after him," he said, "and when I return, I will reimburse you for any expense you may have." That's taking it to another level. I mean, he bandages the guy up, takes him to an inn, takes care of him, pays for the expenses the innkeeper has. He's willing to even come back to make sure the person's okay. Now, the great part about this, you know, we were talking about how people look the other way and just not do anything. It's really nice to see that there are still people that will do exactly this. Because sometimes you'll see videos like that too. I mean, it's not always a negative. There are still good people out here that are willing to help others. It's just maybe we need a few more of them. But I don't know what category we all fall into. I know there is times, and it doesn't have to be that extreme. I mean, it doesn't have to be somebody being beat up and laying there in the gutter. But how many times do we turn the other way when people need help? I know I've done it and do it. And sometimes you even feel bad about it, and you're like, oh, man, I should have helped. You know, and you ought to go back and help, and you didn't. But fortunately, there are still a lot of people that do this. Well, let's see what Jesus says about this. He says, "Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Wow, he figured it out. Did we? So, I mean, what is a neighbor? I mean, Jesus looks at a neighbor basically as anybody we come into contact with is basically our neighbor. It's the way Jesus looks at it. And we always feel like we're in a hurry to go places and we got stuff to do. And I know that's my reason a lot of times for not always helping people the way I should. And a lot of us do that. But we need to really take the time to help one another. And one thing that, you know, you might say, well, yeah, but I never feel like I need to or that I should. Well, if we do like this first verse said that we read, or one of the first ones, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. If we do that, that basically starts by having Jesus as our Lord and Savior. If we ask Jesus to be our Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit comes and lives inside of us. The Holy Spirit will prompt us to want to do things. And the more we listen to the Holy Spirit, the more we want to do the stuff the Holy Spirit asks us to do. If we ignore it, yeah, you know, God is a gentleman, I always tell people. He will not force himself on anybody. And the Holy Spirit, being God, will not force itself on you either. So we can say no enough times, you know, that the Holy Spirit will leave us alone. But I think if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you truly look at things, you will want to help people. It just comes natural, I think. And that's what we should do. And, you know, if we look at the definition of our neighbors, as Jesus put it, that would be anybody, not just the guy living next to us in the house next door. So, you know, Jesus' final words in this were, he said, Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." In other words, do what the Samaritan does. And basically, and there's 4 points that I wanted to point out with this message this morning. My first one was, how are we to live? Well, we read that verse three times. You know, we're supposed to live for God. That should be our number one priority. The second point, who's our neighbor? I've already said that a couple times. Our neighbor is anybody we come into contact with. We should want to help them. And the one thing I want to say there is, with motocrossers or a lot of even non-motocross bikers, and there's always been this kind of a family thing. And I've seen people, well, even myself, I've seen myself get hurt and 10 people, 20 people jump in, load you up, take care of you, make sure you're okay. So motocrossers have a real good tendency to help one another anyway. And that is awesome. And then the third point, what does God want from us? Well, I got to read that verse one more time. I'm beating you to death with that one, but I'll say it one more time. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. That is what God wants from us. And then, like I said, the second one was love your neighbor as yourself. So, how do we treat our neighbor? Verses 33 through 35. And I'm going to read that one final time, too, just to drive it home. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said. When I return, I will reimburse you for any expense you may have. We need to just remember that as our model for helping people. And, you know, the greatest, Jesus was asked once, what are the greatest commandments? Those two are it. That is it. If you live by those two commandments, you're good. And that is exactly the way it is. And with that, I'd like to close. Your Father God, you're an awesome God, and you make it easy for us to follow you. We're the ones that make it hard. But you put it in our heart as to what you want us to do. And it is us that say no a lot of times. It is not you. So, Father, I just ask right now that you touch each one of us here. Touch anybody within the sound of my voice. Just draw them to you. Remind them that you're number one, that you're it. And then remind us all to treat our neighbors as ourselves. If we live with that, everything will be good. Father, we just thank you so much for reminding us of that. And Lord, it's a beautiful day. We're getting ready to go racing. Father, we just ask that you'd be with us, watch over us, keep us safe. Let us have a good time. As always, do it for your glory, not ours. We just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.